AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jim Ryan. Remnants of Hilary are breaking up and moving north a day after that storm slammed Southern California with torrential rain and flooding. Roads were turned into rivers, neighborhoods cut off, emergency crews were stranded. On top of all that, a magnitude 5 earthquake.
This is what happens when the ground gets so saturated after all of that rain. We also heard reports of at least a dozen people being rescued near a riverbank as the rivers rose. This was a very serious 24 hours, but thankfully, because there were no major reports of damage, it's safe to say that everyone, at least in this part of California, saying this could have been a lot worse.
That's ABC's Matt Rivers in Los Angeles. President Biden is making his way to wildfire-ravaged Maui today, taking an aerial tour. 114 people were killed, 850 are still missing. And more wildfires are burning near Spokane, Washington. At least two people died there. Some 200 structures were burned. This is ABC News. In Britain, sentencing is today for a nurse convicted of killing infants. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from the Foreign Desk.
The strongest possible sentence here meted out by Judge James Goss on Lucy Letby, with no possibility of parole.
Because the seriousness of your offences is exceptionally high, I direct that the early release provisions do not apply.
Which therefore translates into
a whole life order on each and every offence. And you will spend the rest of your life in prison.
33-year-old Letby, convicted of murdering 7 babies and attempting to kill 6 others while working as a neonatal nurse at a hospital in northern England. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Nearly 3 years after the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer was foiled, the last of the defendants goes on trial today. Brothers William and Michael Null and Eric Molitor were among 14 men accused in the scheme. 4 have pleaded guilty, 5 more were convicted, 2 have been acquitted. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is awarding grants to county and tribal agencies statewide in an effort to fight opioid and stimulant abuse. A total of $8 million was awarded to 3 tribal nations and 22 counties Tuesday. DHS officials said awards were based on level of need and services provided by each tribal nation and county. DHS Secretary Designee Kirsten Johnson said improving access to treatment is a critical part of our plan to reduce the hurt and heartbreak caused by the epidemic of problem drug use we're living with statewide. These grants will enable our local partners to remove the financial barriers to effective treatment. A newly proposed bill from State Representative Ron Tussler and State Senator Robert Cowles would make a state parks pass good for a full year based on the month of sale. The bill would delay implementation until 2025 to ensure the State Department of Natural Resources has time to make the necessary IT changes and print new stickers signifying the month of sale. For Civic Media, I'm James Kelly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
More sociopathy when you have no empathy? Psychopathy or sociopathy? I always get those two confused.
I don't know my pathies that well.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello!
I wish we could start on a happier note on a Monday morning, but my question to you this morning is, are you afraid to stand up to people these days? 844-967-2789, whether that's honking at someone who is a terrible driver, whether that's putting a political sign in your front yard, hanging a Black Lives Matter or a rainbow flag in your house or your business, standing up to Nazis who show up at a rally. Are we getting to the point where you second guess your instincts to stand up to someone or someone's because you are nervous about violence? 844-967-2789, because I don't know if you saw this. This was breaking from yesterday, but a store owner in a tiny town in California, in San Bernardino Valley, was fatally shot by a man who confronted her about her pride flag that was in her store. And I read that this morning, and it's obviously awful, because I have to be totally honest, when we're driving in Milwaukee, I tell my husband, stop honking at people. Because you don't know who has a gun. You know, and you don't know who's going to snap. And clearly this person, they have not identified the person who shot her fatally. But he had a gun and walked into her store, was not a patron, and it was basically after disparaging statements about LGBTQ people that he just shot her. And, you know, I'm someone who I would like to think was raised to say something, but it's starting to get scarier and scarier to feel like there's not going to be violent ramifications for doing that. So I guess in keeping up with the news, when you hear stuff like this, has it changed your outlook on second guessing yourself when you otherwise would want to
step up,
stand up for people? 844-967-2789. 2789. What do you think, Jane?
I certainly understand where you're coming from about being afraid, because guns are so endemic now in this country. And as you said, you don't know who's carrying or not. And people are so short-fused now that it's scary.
Yeah, and but it also feels like you can't just be scared into submission, especially over something that feels so inclusive and not trivial, but not controversial. And, you know, specifically with this case, I saw some people saying, like, this is what happens when you label everyone who is either an ally of LGBTQ people or LGBTQ people as groomers. And we've gotten to this point where, and we'll never know the motivation, or because the guy who shot the woman, her name was Laura Ann Carlton. I guess she went by Lori, but he hasn't been identified, but he also died in a shootout with police. And so we won't know more information about him and his mental state. But it's a dangerous game where, like, the extreme right is playing by labeling all things trans and all things drag as grooming and pedophilia because people feel justified when the two are totally mutually exclusive. 844-967-2789.
Amy from Wisconsin Rapids is joining us this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. I definitely feel like we're starting to become more afraid. My husband's paralyzed, and so he uses those parking spaces that have the slash marks next to them to be able to get out of his vehicle. All people who are handicapped and use a ramp or something to transfer out use that. And we see people park with motorcycles, like in the Walmart parking lot. Those flash marks are not meant for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been intimidated and didn't go up to somebody because I just didn't have it in me that day to do it. But I did take a picture. I shared it on Facebook, told my friends this is not meant for parking. And I was sassy about it. I was frustrated about it. It somehow got to this gentleman, and he commented back like, you know, the police came and they told you to mind your own effing business, blah, blah, Jeez. Blah. I can park there. And then we have a cousin.
But he can't park there. How did the police?
Correct.
How did the police just let him go?
Well, I called the next day to the police department. I had his picture. I had his license plate. Said I was going to let it go, but here this guy thinks he's in the right. Can you ticket him? And they told me no, because it was the next day.
Come on.
I didn't agree with, but we also had a cousin that just recently in Fond du Lac, there was somebody parked in the Quick Trap and the Quick Trip slash marks right in the front entrance where you walk in, and he stayed and he did confront this man, and this man wanted to fight him, was like, I can't park here, I'm handicapped, and it's like, no. You cannot park there. That is meant for the loading and unloading, but people just think they're so right that they can't even hear what you're trying to say to them. So Marcus went up to them and was trying to be, you know, educational. And instantly the guy was wanting to fight him. And his aunt and my mother-in-law both said, be careful educating people like that. Because, and I don't think that's a bad thing. We're just trying to make it more helpful for people who already live a very difficult life every day.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember having this conversation. I have a cousin who's still with us, who's spina bifida. She's in a wheelchair, and a cousin who had muscular dystrophy who passed last year. It's the same thing for them. They're both in wheelchairs. And yeah. I remember both of their parents, you know, when they try to go places and someone's parked in that spot, there's nowhere else to go to try to, they dealt with this last week for, cause they went to the Pink concert and it was raining so hard that day. That my cousin, you know, it was hell trying to get, like, it's already hard. And so trying to confront people when you're like, you're making this harder. Can you understand that? And the defensiveness and this jump to violence from their point of view, makes it really scary, and it's hard not to just let bullies win.
Right. But it is disgusting because, like, if somebody was driving themselves and somebody parks there, they have to just wait for that person to come. They can't get their ramp out. We should be able to have civilized conversations about things without being nasty. And, you know, I know when I posted about seeing my gentleman, I got nasty because I was just irritated by it. And I know my husband's confronted people before and they flip him off. He's the guy in the wheelchair trying to tell you why he needs this. And it's just, it's crazy the way the world is.
It is. It is. Thank you so much for the call, Amy, and that perspective. 844-967-2789. Are you getting to the point where you're afraid to stand up to people? And it can be about anything. It can be about bad driving. It can be about handicapped spots. It can be about putting a flag up. And we're talking about it this morning because of this tragic story out of California where a woman named Laura Ann Carlton, who was a store owner, she owned a store called Magpie Clothing in San Bernardino in a town of like 100 people or something.
Oh, wow.
And it's tiny. And a man didn't like the flag that she had up there, and it ended in her getting shot. And I guess it's not the first time as far as her having issues with the flag. The New York Times story about this started with, every time someone ripped down the rainbow pride flag from Magpie Clothing Store in San Bernardino Mountains in California, the store's owner, Laura Ann Carlton, responded by putting up a bigger one. But again, that alone, it takes courage because she obviously was having some issues as people wanting to take it down in the first place, which is private property. You can't do that.
You're not supposed to.
But I guess the thought that now, like, self-preservation potentially includes just not doing it in the first place because you don't know when someone's going to snap and you don't know who has a gun at any given time. And so I guess my question is, are you getting to the point where you feel like you have to bite your tongue? Because not only just because you're like, oh, I'm going to be the bigger person, or you were trying to let it go, but because you're actually scared. 844-967-2789. We have Lisa on the Facebook live stream, which you can always join and watch us and watch Jane and my facial expressions, which add their own level of entertainment beyond our voices.
That's what we heard.
At As Goes Wisconsin on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. But Lisa says, I talked about putting a pride flag in my window at my business, and my oldest son said I should wait until my daughter is out of high school. There is definitely fear of violence, not just towards me, but also towards my family then. If it was just me, I'd have put the flag up right away, but I don't want to put my family in danger. That's crazy pants.
That is crazy pants.
Especially that her son, you know, because teenagers and younger people are not always the most risk averse and tend to be a little bit more like,
go for it.
I'll never die.
Right.
I'm invincible. And so the fact that he was the one to point out, maybe not mom, is eye-opening. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break, but if you have thoughts on this or anecdotes about something that has happened in your life where you feel like you have to stand up, or you feel like you have bit your tongue not because of anything beyond thinking that something violent could happen, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will keep the conversation going after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. A heat advisory begins at 10 p.m. Wednesday night and continues until 7 p.m. Thursday night. 79 this afternoon under cloudy skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 64 tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 a.m. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. You can be the outcast.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are talking about the California shop owner who was shot, fatally shot, over LGBTQ plus pride flag she had at her store after a man made comments about the flag and then killed her. And this happened in the San Bernardino Mountains in California. And it just has made me wonder, this is obviously awful. But also the, because she was not LGBTQ plus. She right. was someone who
she was an ally.
She, but it meant a lot to her, right? And as we said before, it was not the first time someone had taken issue with the flag. People had ripped it down before, and she just kept putting it back up, and it, jokingly, a bigger one. But it was something that was incredibly important to her. So. Truly, I mean, died in the face of standing up for something that she believed in, even though she may or may not have known that that was what she was being at. Like, that was even on the table as far as that someone would kill her over this, over a flag. But are we getting... It's clearly someone who snapped. And we think about this. I think about this with road rage so often, and especially in road rage in Milwaukee,
for sure,
of bad drivers. And if you honk at someone who cut you off or who is doing the Milwaukee slide, and then they're just so offended that you would even honk at them. And I have gotten to the point where I have told my husband, do not honk at people. It is not worth it. Like, as long as we don't get in an accident, like, stop it. Because it's not worth it. And so it's like, where is the line between, I mean, bad driving is bad driving, but, you know, bigger things that we want to stand up for, and it maybe not being worth it because you don't want to get hurt. You don't want to get in a physical altercation. You don't want to get shot at. You don't want a gun pulled on you. And so my question to listeners is, to you, is, are you afraid to stand up to people right now? 844-967-2789.
We have a text from John from the Falls. Good morning, ladies. Sad to see this is what our country is becoming. I've decided I'm not ever going to engage with someone because of their poor driving. It's not going to make them a better driver. And with as many guns as we have in this country, you never know when someone's going to snap. Is it just me, or does it seem like this kind of behavior all started happening when Trump became president? It certainly seems like his behavior has made his followers feel like it's okay not to care about anyone else. He helped bring out the worst in humanity.
And it'll be interesting to see, like, we're still so close to it. We're so close to the transition of 2016 and Trump becoming president, but also so many of the antisocial behaviors coming out of the pandemic or during the pandemic, because, like, we saw such a huge increase in violent crime across cities in 2020. And so it's like, you know, pinpointing what it is, but it also is, it's the guns. Not to make this a gun conversation, but it is.
It is.
Things that can escalate that would normally be a fight or a punch in the face that can now be a gunshot are very different. And when people can do concealed carry, and what's crazy, if this is in California, California has such intense gun laws.
Yep.
Of what was happening that this guy just had a gun on him like that. But yeah, it's scary out there, but it's also like, you don't, like I said before in the previous segment, you don't want to just let bullies win.
But
go ahead, Jen.
Isn't that part of the goal, is to make people afraid? I truly believe that that is part of the goal of this rhetoric. The anti-LGBTQ, you know, cross-dressers are pedophiles. I think the rhetoric is intended to make people afraid, to shut them up, so we won't stand up for what we believe is right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess to a certain extent that, I mean, I don't know if there's a coordinated effort, but yeah. And so,
we still have Lisa on the line. She's been holding. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, I've been listening to your point, Gene. I don't know that it's like a coordinated tactic, but I think it is a tactic that's generally used. I don't think it has to even be coordinated. I think it's just like one of a list of things you do to like shut the other person up. But what I wanted to say was, when I heard the news story about that lady being murdered about the flag, it made me ashamed that I hadn't put my flag up. And so, but I want to protect my family. I don't want them to be hurt because I want to stand up for what I believe in. Like, it hurts. It's just like painful because I have a punk rock soul. Like, it's hard to not stand up for what you believe in. It's actually painful. But I don't want to bring harm to my family. So what do I do?
Do you feel like...
I feel...
In Rapids, do you feel like there is enough anti-LGBTQ rhetoric of stuff that's happened? Like, if it has happened, I actually haven't heard about it. But has there been incidents, like, in the last year?
Not violent incidents, but there's definitely... Like, I have a friend of mine who's gay, and he won't go to this certain bar because he and his... friends went in, and he's not like outwardly gay, but the people that were there were just talking terrible stuff about gay people. And so he said he'll never go back there. And so I know there's like an undercurrent. And just like you said, it only takes the one person who's unstable. It just takes that one person who's just not right in the head to like come and get you. And I don't know about, you know, it's funny. Here's one thing, though. I asked my daughter about it, and she said, oh, Mom, half of the kids in Lincoln High School are gay. They're on, like, the LGBTQ spectrum.
That's a lot. Lincoln's not small. That's a big school to have half the kids be gay.
Right. And so I have great, great hope for our future.
Oh, truly. Absolutely. Well, we're coming up against a break, Lisa, so we got to let you go. But thank you so much for calling and sharing your story with us. If you have thoughts on this, we'll keep it going. 844-967-2789. Are you afraid to stand up to people? Or is it more important than ever to keep doing it? 844-96-PARTY. We will take your calls and your texts after the break. And we also have some good, bad, and wet headlines. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Hillary may have moved on, but the historic storm won't be forgotten. It slammed Southern California Sunday, washing out roads, turning highways into rivers, and leaving at least one person missing overnight. And then an earthquake.
An earthquake, not related at all to these storms. One didn't cause the other, but these extreme rainfall events, certainly we can expect them to be more frequent because of climate change. This one still has more rainfall to come.
ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano. No reports of any serious damage or injuries. Maui gets a visit from President Biden later today. He's set to tour parts of the wildfire zone, including what's left of the incinerated town of Lahaina. 114 dead, 850 people still missing in the disaster. And former President Trump says he won't join Wednesday's GOP presidential debate, planning a counter program with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Trump is widely considered to be the front runner in a crowded Republican field. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media, I'm James Kelly. WSAW is reporting that Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has approved a nearly $1 million contract to replace traffic signals and improve vehicle and pedestrian safety on Wisconsin 13 between Perkins Street and Clark Street in the city of Medford. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will replace traffic signals and equipment, install pedestrian push buttons, and replace pedestrian curb ramps on the sidewalk. The project should begin today, Monday, August 21st, and should be completed in October. According to the Associated Press, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are seeking to eliminate work permits for 14 and 15-year-old residents, allowing them to join the labor force without permission from parents or documentation from the state. The news comes just months after the Labor Department fined Wisconsin-based meatpacking contractor Packers Sanitation more than $1.5 million for employing at least 100 children, some as young as 13 years old. Pacific Media, I'm James Kelly.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors.
We bleed green and gold, and we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere, and we are talking about the shooting that happened over the weekend in California, where a shop owner who had put up a pride flag in her store was fatally shot after getting in a confrontation with a man over that flag and asking the larger question of, are you afraid to stand up to people? And that can be for things like in your car and handicap spots. or over politics. And we have a couple texts coming through from one from the WAUK 262. The gun owners win. We are intimidated.
He's not
and
wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not wrong,
right? No. I mean, I don't want to go face to face with a gun, and I also don't want to carry a gun. Like, that's like, even if I would be such a mouse carrying a gun, like, I would, even if I had one on me, like, my ability to like think that I would ever draw it and point it at someone, like, I've joked about this, like, I am not meant for the zombie apocalypse. Like, I don't think, like, my survivor instinct and like ability to hurt or kill things is like very, very weak. And so my ability to kill or be killed, I will probably be killed pretty quickly. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's such a bad thing as far as what that means, that says about my nature, but yeah. I mean, you don't know. That's what's terrifying. But it's also so sad because some of these people deserve to be called out.
Oh, for sure.
And deserve to not just go through life of I get what I want and I'm going to yell at you when I'm the one who shouldn't be parking in a handicap spot.
Because I'm entitled. Because
I'm that entitled.
Yeah. 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY from Lynn in Oconomowoc. Yesterday during the day, there was a truck with one headlight who was following me. We both exited the bypass, and I thought about getting out of my car at the stop sign and letting him know that one of his headlights was out. However, I was afraid of being run over or being shot. And that's trying to help someone.
That's trying to be helpful.
Just to give him a heads up.
Ugh.
Also, from the 541, the behavior that led to that shooting has been around forever, not directly related to a specific criminal. I feel the prevalence of media, news, and social media both bring more light to these incidents, whereas 30 years ago, they would have been mentioned on the first page of a national newspaper. I suspect those opposed to the Rainbow Support Team feel they're falling into the minority, and some feel like they need to get as much attention as they can.
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. And I think 30 years ago, a shooting like this would have been made on the first page because it would have been rare 30 years ago.
Well, it would have been rare, but I also, I mean, I don't think it's wrong as far as the prevalence of this, I feel like, is going up. And I think the prevalence of road rage is going up. And I think, I mean, think about when was that? Was that June? Was it June, May, when there was like that one weekend where there was multiple people shot, like for knocking on the wrong door, pulling over in the wrong driveway, getting into the wrong car. Yeah. It was all in the same weekend where it wasn't even this. That was something that was like not even about standing up to people. That was about making a mistake. And because people are so scared and easily triggered that they are train guns and the ability to, like, that was, I forgot what month that was in, but like that is not behavior that's been around forever.
844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, we have Tom from LA on the phone. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, ladies. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. We need to get money out of politics, though, to truly restore government back to we the people. Second, I actually, as I've said before, I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and being a gay man and being on the brink of suicide at one time, I reached out to a direct resource when I lived in Green Bay, and it was able to, I guess, talk me off the ledge. But that being said, that's when I started my own directory. It's called glpages.com and gayandlesbianpages.com, and it's basically for people who support LGBTQ plus rights. It is a, it's completely for the type of woman that did have her flag out But basically, this way, people know ahead of time who it is that's LGBTQ friendly and not. And it's something I'm very proud of. I've had it for 18 years. Used to be the Gay Yellow Pages, or now it's just gayandlesbianpages.com. But it is a place and a resource for people to go to find support for LGBTQ plus people. And we have a lot of allies, of course, in the directory as well. But yeah, it's really, really sick. And you're right, it is the guns. But we also need to, as a community, I guess, support those who support us. And you know what? These other people can lose the gay dollar. That's up to them, because there's a lot there. And also just the opportunity to meet an incredible person possibly in our community. You're missing out on it. So
yeah.
And Trump has definitely stoked that fire. There is no doubt about that. These people were hiding under a rock before he gave them the permission to come out and let their hatred, fly.
We have people marching. We have people marching in this country carrying swastika flags.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and Ron DeSantis is making his entire brand about this, right? Like, it's honestly, I think, like, with some of the LGBTQ stuff, like, now Ron's making it seem like Donald Trump is like too soft on LGBTQ plus. Like, it's getting even more extreme. And so, but yeah, thanks for the call, Tom. It's a dark way to start a Monday morning talking about this, but I feel like it bleeds over into more things than just one issue. Like, I hadn't even thought about the handicap thing before Amy called in, but yeah. And my mom texted me as she was listening, like, she won't even, when someone doesn't move when the green lights starts, she doesn't even honk anymore, because she's just like, it's not worth it. And she lives in Rapids.
I know, right? Because you just don't know. But I think too, this is also a larger issue of, and we saw this during the COVID pandemic, there is no, I will do this for the collective good anymore. It's individual rights. I can do this because I want to. I can do this because I'm special. I'm not going to give up anything or make any accommodations for anybody else because it's about me. And I think there used to be more of looking out for all of us. And now it's us versus them, or me versus them.
Yeah. And it makes me think, the thing that just popped in when you said that, it was, you know, the loneliness epidemic that was designated, the Surgeon General warning of that loneliness is a huge problem in our country right now. And that's also only been getting worse, and that leads to antisocial behavior, as far as there is no, you lose sight of what the collective good and what community is, and like being, having empathy. All right. Well, let's move on to some headlines. This is a good story. So we got a good story, and then we got a bad story, and then we got a wet story. A wet story.
Excellent.
The good story is our friends over at the Door County Candle Company, which we've interviewed Christiana before, because they raised so much money for Ukraine. And now they're doing the same thing for Maui.
Oh, that's wonderful.
In the response to the deadly wildfires wiping out Maui, the Door County Candle Company has added a new fundraising candle to its lineup. The Maui Wildlife Relief Lilico, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, is a 16-ounce candle named after the passion fruit that encapsulates the spirit of the island, vibrant, sweet, and full of life. 100% of the profits will be donated to the American Red Cross for Maui Wildlife Relief, and they will ship it to you. So we will put the link to that in our show notes for today, but you can also just Google Door County Candle Company, and it's right on their homepage right now.
That's really cool.
That's a good story.
That is a good story.
A bad story, and one that I don't really know, that's just bad all around. So WTF is happening in Waupun right now. Did you read about this?
I didn't.
So our friend Mario Caron, who was at Wisconsin Watch, is now at the New York Times. He wrote a story. I had no idea this was happening, but prisoners... So this is how it starts. Prisoners locked in their cells for days on end report walls speckled with feces and blood. Birds have moved in, leaving droppings on the food trays and ice bags handed out to keep prisoners cool. Blocked from visiting the law library, prisoners say they have missed court deadlines and jeopardized appeals. Unable to access toilet paper, one prisoner tore his clothing into patches to use for tissue. 1,000 people incarcerated at Waupun Correctional Institution, a maximum security prison in southeast Wisconsin, have been confined mostly to their cells for more than 4 months, ever since prison officials locked down the facility and halted many programs and services. So that is horrific to read about. But it turns out that, I mean, because the Wisconsin Department of Corrections hasn't really offered much of an explanation about the lockdown or why it's lasted so long. But others in Mario's reporting, basically others familiar with the Waupun Penitentiary said that the reason for the restrictions, dire staffing shortages, that more than half of the prison's 284 full-time positions for correctional officers and sergeants are not filled.
Wow.
And what's happened? Yeah. And so what's happening there is a reality at prisons across the country that lockdowns, which were once like very rare and taken only in like a crisis situation, are becoming like the way to deal with chronic staffing and budget shortages. And I don't know how that is not, has doesn't have a civil rights case written all over it, but like I also... You need staff. And so that would, to me, like reading his story this morning, I was like, well, this is a cluster F. But the conditions that people are living in, like, is just unreal.
But I don't know that there's a lot of sympathy. I mean, I think
I have sympathy, because especially when you consider people who were locked up there for nonviolent crimes, like.
I understand completely what you're saying, and I think it's terrible as well. But I think when we talk about all the other budget issues and all the other money issues and loss of programs for most people, helping out the people in our prisons is going to be pretty low on the priority list.
I just would like to know what kind of, because I feel like this is a lawsuit waiting to happen and a very expensive lawsuit waiting to happen if this is the only way that they can deal with it. And I know correctional officers got in this most recent budget are getting a raise. So potentially that could attract more people to work there, but it was a hard read, but you can read that. It's in the New York Times and Wisconsin Watch, and it's called, the title of the, is Inside Waupun Correctional Institution's Nightmare Lockdown. And then the wet story, which we'll just get to really quickly, but you've probably heard about it already. Have you heard of a hurricane?
No.
Because that's what hit. Did you not hear about this?
Oh, the hurricane.
The hurricane,
yes.
That hit, that not only that they got more rain yesterday than they did in the entire year, the Baja of California and Southern California. And then to go along with it, they're like, let's just throw an earthquake on top of it. So shockingly, no damage so far. So that's a good thing. But wild weather still happening everywhere. All right, when we come back, soccer is coming whether you like it or not. 844-967-2789.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in. turn on and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. An excessive heat warning begins at 11 a.m. tomorrow and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. A heat advisory begins at 10 p.m. Wednesday night and continues until 7 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy this afternoon with a high of 79. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 64 tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 a.m. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And yesterday at 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m., we woke up and we watched the second half of the Women's World Cup final.
You did.
And Spain defeated England 1-0 to claim its first women's championship. And it's become just the fifth nation to win after U.S., Germany, Japan, and Norway. And it also makes Spain just one of two countries, so them and Germany, who both the men's and the women's team has won. But it was a fun. I mean, we only watched the second half. Mike was already awake because of, you know, surgery stuff. But it was fun to watch the end. And there was a big. By the time I started watching it, Spain was already up 1-0, and then they had a chance to go 2-0 with a penalty kick that was saved. That was very exciting. And but some of the stories that kind of came out of this that I think is interesting. I mean, this tournament for women's soccer broke all sorts of records. It broke all sorts of attendance records. It broke TV records. It broke advertising records as far as people's interest and how many people watched globally. And so I just feel like it's huge for the sport. And I also just think it's huge for women's sports in general, as far as the growing popularity of it. But one of the, so UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak offered some words of encouragement, but maybe not the kind that he intended.
Uh-oh.
After the women's English national team, they lost. He said, "You left absolutely nothing out there at Lionesses." Pretty sure you meant everything. You left everything out there, but so that was a little mix up. But one of the other things. So Olga Carmona, who was the Spanish player who was the only person to, she had the lone goal. Talk about going from the best day to the worst day of your life. Because after the game, she found out that her dad died.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which I saw that as I was going to bed last night. I was like, talk about like.
Oh, that's awful.
The range. I think he had maybe died before the game, but no one had told her ahead of the game. And she tweeted out. I mean, I think she kind of tweeted out that she like had like an angel on her shoulder during the game. But that was a crazy story. But in general, I just feel like this is a turning point and like such a huge milestone for how much enthusiasm there was, even compared to 2019, even with the U.S. women's team being knocked out as early as they were. And then the other story that I feel like is also just like soccer is coming, like whether you like it or not, is the fact that Messi in Florida is just rocking it. So it's been a month since Lionel Messi has joined Inter Miami for the Major League Soccer. And he's doing great. He's already scored 10 goals in 7 games. His team's doing great. But also, like, all of the brands associated with him are doing great. So, like, Apple, so subscriptions to MLS Season Pass on Apple TV Plus has more than doubled since Messi joined Inter Miami.
Wow.
So that's a huge boon for American soccer. Jersey sales. Messi's now pink Inter Miami jersey is the top seller across all sports. So more than any other not American football, not basketball, not baseball, more than any other sports on Fanatics last month, Messi's jersey was number one. Ticket prices are going up because fans around the country are like packing the stadium to see Messi. And in general, like the social media has grown 14 million followers, which is more than any other team in the NFL, NHL, or Major League Baseball.
Wow.
And so, like, I just think there's lots of things brewing for, like, 20 years from now, how dominant soccer is going to be in the U.S. and giving these other, you know, the other four major sports not only a run for their money as far as, like, eyeballs of what people are watching, but also, like, what kids are playing.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I still think that there's going to be a huge siphoning off of kids who would normally play American football, who now will play soccer instead, or just other sports. How many more high schools will, like, cause like my husband, he went to Palmyra Eagle. Like, they didn't even have a soccer team in high school because they were super small. But, like, I just wonder, as we see, if you think about, because high school football started on Friday. Oh,
isn't
as
that
we
crazy?
Aired.
I know.
As we aired some of the games across the Civic Media Network. But I just think, because remember the story from last fall of how many teams, high school teams, didn't have enough players?
Yes.
And so, and like, kids were getting hurt, and like, it was just one of those sports where, like, if you have kids who, like, the team's so small that they're playing both offense and defense, and they're just small in size, small in the quantity of kids on the team. And I just wonder, like, there's just a suspicion that I feel like soccer is going to continue to siphon off kids from football, which some people may not be ready to hear.
Change is inevitable. People. And I mean, not that you can't get hurt playing soccer, because you certainly can.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the level of injury compared to American football, your chances are better that you're not going to suffer a career ending injury playing soccer.
Yeah. I mean, there's certainly, like, for women, there's certainly, like, ACLs and knees,
right.
and there's, I mean, as the same thing with basketball. There's still a lot of concussions because you hit heads as you're both going for a header. The ball itself can give you a concussion. So yeah, it's not crew, you know, or like volleyball. I was saying that because we were talking about, like, and this is probably, you know, we were looking at the different women and stuff, and some of them were like, oh, she's really beautiful, and not that that's the point of sports, but we were talking about, like, growing up, the difference between the girls who played soccer, volleyball, and basketball, because I always played basketball, and I was like, there's always something so pretty about the volleyball players, and I always felt like it's something to do, because, like, they never touch their opponent.
So
you know what I mean?
No,
like,
context,
in soccer,
there's...
and basketball, like, we're, like, in each other's faces and gonna, like, elbow each other and push each other, but, like, you got a net between you and volleyball. There's something a little bit less confrontational about that. It's like, you can talk crap under the net, but that's about as far as it goes. All right, well, when we come back, Michael Childers is going to be here. He is a professor at the Department of Labor Education at UW-Madison and co-chair of the University of Wisconsin's School for Workers. We're going to talk about the summer of strikes. And then 11:30, we're talking to Bob Bonadour about the super blue moon.
Yay.
That's coming on August 30th. So we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Come back with us. This is As Good as Wisconsin.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media.